There's an old African song that says when an old person dies, it's as if a library burns down. There's such a richness of family heritage in each person's life that is wasted if it isn't passed on to the next generation.
For Family Talk, here's Dr. James Dobson.
One way of transferring this heritage to our children occurs when we tell stories to them, sharing about our faith, about our early family history, about the obstacles we overcame or failures we experienced, can bring a family together and give it a sense of identity. My great-grandmother helped to raise me when I was very young, and when I was just 3 or 4 years old, I remember her telling me stories about her life on the frontier. She'd tell me how she would sit in her log cabin at night and hear the mountain lions come down from the hillside. She'd tell me common, simple experiences about how different life was then. It wasn't a big production or a special story time set apart. It was just what we shared in the course of our spending time together throughout the year. The stories she told me then are just as vivid in my memory today. They helped open my mind to a love of history, a subject which still fascinates me to this day. The stories of your past, of your childhood, of your courtship with your spouse may not seem that interesting to you, but they can become precious gifts to your children. Share it with them.
To get involved, go to drjamesdobson.org.